In 1940, artists employed by the Works Progress Administration project completed several dozen murals for a Boise, Idaho courthouse. That courthouse hasn't been used in recent years, but renovations are being planned for Idaho's State House nearby, and the courthouse is being readied to act as a temporary Capitol building. Reopening the old courthouse has raised some difficult questions about those early murals. Chris Blanchard is a fellow at the Center for Idaho History and Politics at Boise State University and author of The Courthouse Murals, Holding On to History, and he joins us from Boise. Thanks for being with us, Chris.
My pleasure.
Would you describe the murals for me?
Sure. There are about three dozen murals that were painted. They were all hung in 1940, and they're meant to be scenes depicting life in Idaho or in the early West. And the one that's generating the most controversy at this point in time is one of an Indian who is about to be lynched by a pair of settlers.
And presumably the muralist painted this at the time to show what had happened?
Well, we really don't know the intent. But what we do know that this does not represent an actual event in Idaho history. We think that they were probably meant to be just contextual. There are other murals that represent justice, and the murals are hung in a courthouse. And so myself and other historians think that this is probably just representative of frontier justice.
Now, are these new objections? These must be pretty striking as a group.
They are. They're not new objections. These were actually raised in 1940 as soon as they were put up and the public was allowed to go in and see the building. So people were surprised almost immediately, especially at the lynching photo. So, no, this has been going on for 65 years now.
So what are the options for what to do with them now, and where are they drawing criticism? Is some of it coming from the Indian tribes?
Yes, currently in the stories that I've seen out there, the Shoshone-Bannock Indian tribe here in Idaho would like to see this mural painted over. In the past, there was a judge here who's on our Supreme Court now who had hung an American flag over the most objectionable of the murals.
And as a matter of preservation, that must also raise questions about what to do with it. I mean, if it is a significant part of history, though objectionable, do you destroy it?
Well, indeed, they are. And, you know, last year the legislature had proposed the idea of tearing down the building, which is what got this story started in the first place. And the preservation of the murals is something that we certainly wanted to see. They are very valuable because of their historical context. Myself, and I know a number of historians and curators who have toured the facility, would hate to see these murals painted over. I think that if a judge or someone else thought that we needed to hang a banner of some type or a flag over them, that would be infinitely preferable to painting them over, destroying them, or permanently covering them in any way.
Could the objectionable murals be removed somehow and kept elsewhere?
Well, not likely. They were affixed with a lead-based glue, and they would be almost impossible to remove. We did have a curator come to the courthouse and consider that, but it really is not an option.
What's the lesson, you know, that you take away from this? You've written about these. You're working in the preservation movement. What do these murals teach us about the past?
Well, these murals in particular, I mean, represent the hope of a nation in trying times. I mean, this was the unemployment rate in Idaho was about 20% at the time, and the federal projects that came here, including the courthouse and the murals and a number of sidewalks and other buildings in town, put a lot of people back to work. So, I mean, these are an important part of not only Idaho's history, but the nation's history as well.
Well, Chris Blanchard, thank you very much. Chris Blanchard is a fellow at the Center for Idaho History and Politics at Boise State University, and he joined us from Boise, Idaho. Thanks again, Chris Blanchard.
Thank you very much.